Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. All right. We were just talking about something off air. There's a few things we need to get off our chest. Number one, if you're in college and you can't read, please drop out of college immediately. Thank you. This is a public service from Slacker and T-Hack.
Like, if you're in high school and you can't read, I'm concerned.
There's a story that says...
If you're in middle school and you can't read, like, what are we doing?
I don't know, but there's Gen Z are showing up to college not able to read. And I don't...
Mm-hmm.
How'd they get in?
What's going on, colleges? Like, what are you doing up there?
Like, I don't want to name a college, but let's just pretend the one up in Boulder is just like, oh, so you have the 36,000 to be in here? Right. We're not even going to look at your transcripts. Get on in here.
Can your son read?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just...
What kind of question is that? Yes.
Sorry, he falls into this group of people. That
is my son a Z? Is he? Is 06 a Z? I don't know what... The cutoffs
are? I don't know.
So what is my daughter then? Alpha? She's a 10?
But I'm saying, what year was your daughter born?
10.
Oh, they're both Z.
Oh, wow. Okay.
97
Z
to
goes that
2012.
Late? Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he can read. He took the SAT, he took the ACT. Like
Okay.
I don't know how you get to college. Like, let's just do this. How do you get to college? Like, I don't mean like academically. How'd you find the place? You had to like see an address,
right,
and then correlate that inside a car. Like, did you just copy the hieroglyphic symbols you saw?
It's
like
their parents probably helped them get there.
Yeah. Squiggly thing thing with a dot on top. Like, how did you get to college? How'd you get there?
Your phone.
And also, whether it's parents or the university, whatever, like, how do you think this child's going to succeed in an academic environment? If they're struggling to read sentences, maybe a different path is what...
Are parents even noticing, though?
Hold on. Wait. They read text messages. They can read. Like, there's no way you're telling me they can't read at all.
I don't think it's at all. Well, I think it's...
We're not just talking about struggling with big novels. Some students are having trouble simply reading sentences.
Yikes.
So then like text proper. Is just so shorthand. It's all BRB.
Oh, I don't even know if it's BRB. But it's like meet me at this spot at this time. Whereas this is probably like, oh, here's a complex sentence that you need to think about what it means.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Meet me at the beautiful spot that's close, like all the adjectives and stuff that gets thrown. Like, cut it out. Get to the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it also says that people between the ages of 18 and 29 average just 5.8 books per year.
To which I asked you, Slacker.
Zero.
Yeah. How many books
zero.
Have you read
Why?
This year?
I don't
how
have to read.
How many books has everyone in this room read this year?
Zero.
Okay.
This year, I think 3 so far. Okay. I'm on my fourth.
You're lying.
And no.
Actually, I would put it in the hundreds if we're counting children's books.
No, we are not.
Out loud? That's
we're talking, okay. You picked up a novel and you chose to read it.
It could be a novel. He could be into, like, whatever the other thing is called.
Anime?
Like a magazine?
Wait, but this is
nonfiction! Nonfiction!
Oh. Are nonfiction not considered novels? Whatever.
A novel is fiction.
A chapter book!
Like, literally, educators are driving around right now going, you guys have no room to talk.
Right.
Because we're all debating, you know, the thing with the sides and the paper in the middle?
No, sorry.
Books!
Sorry, you two are doing that.
No, but you just said art novels... Like novels,
oh, I'm sorry,
novel
I don't know
means
the
fiction.
Proper definition of
that seems pertinent.
At least I'm reading.
Do you know what pertinent means?
Yeah, important. Which why not just use the word important?
Because I was trying to seem all smart, SMRT.
Yeah. So yeah, I've read 2. Aaron's read 3 this year.
You've read 2 books. Okay, I'm calling you out. What books?
Well, I don't remember what the first one was.
Right,
but so I'm just finishing Project Hail Mary right now.
Also, let me just turn my attention to Aaron. Smut doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Smut does count.
Oh, I've read Penthouse Forum. That's not the same thing.
Not, no, I don't even know what that is.
These are actual novels.
Yeah. They're not. Yes, they are.
We don't care what you read, by the way, just not children's books.
What are the parameters to reading?
Reading children's books, yeah, would probably not land well when you get to college.
It might. Okay. Some of these college students can't even do that.
If books are so good, why you got to resort to the smut? Why not find a nice, clean book?
I wish I could remember what that first book I read was.
I'm listening to other ones, too, but I'm not counting that as reading.
I know.
Let me explain.
Okay. Yeah, let her explain.
Why don't you listen to the smut?
Because I like reading them.
Yeah, listening to it feels a little weird.
Yeah.
You're like,
it's crazy.
Have you listened to some?
Some have popped up on TikTok because people are like, why is this man doing this?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so just to put a bow on the whole thing, the reason we ended up talking about this on the air is Erica's read two books, really one, because she doesn't recall the first.
No, yeah. I know. I just...
Retention low.
And she said she's going to double her book count.
Uh-huh.
During her honeymoon.
By the end of my honeymoon.
So your plan is to go to a tropical paradise with your man, both staring down at your rings. You still have yours. Are you adding another ring?
Yeah.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Just you wait.
Sorry. But he'll have a ring on.
Uh-huh.
And you're just sun-kissed and sweaty. And it's like, hold on. I got some fairy porn I need
I don't think you're gonna fairy porn. Do you understand how many hours there are in a day and how many days there are in a week?
Yeah.
That's math. We're not talking about that. We agreed.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.